had to draw up legislation to outlaw rock and roll. Love to see the wording of the statute. Where there be loudly and insistently four beats to the bar. And here we were driving back roads in a brand new yellow Chevrolet Impala. In the whole of the United States, there was perhaps no sillier place to stop with a car loaded with drugs. A conservative, redneck southern community not happy to welcome different-looking strangers. In the car with me were Ronnie Wood, Freddie Sessler, an incredible character, my friend and almost a father to me, who will have many parts in this story, and Jim Callaghan, the head of our security for many years. We were driving the 400 miles from Memphis to Dallas, where we had our next gig the following day at the Cotton Bowl. Jim Dickinson, the southern boy who played piano on Wild Horses, had told us that the Texarkana landscape was worth the car ride, and we were planed out. We'd had a scary flight from Washington to Memphis, dropping suddenly many thousands of feet with much sobbing and screaming. The photographer, Annie Leibovitz, hitting her head on the roof and the passengers kissing the tarmac when we landed. I was seen going to the back of the plane and consuming substances with more than usual dedication as we tossed about the skies, not wanting to waste. So we drove, and Ronnie and I had been particularly stupid. We pulled into this roadhouse called the Fordyce, where we sat down and ordered,